in the middle of discussing Mincha on Shabbos. And as we said, and we've been saying all along, that really Shabbos is a seder of what's called in Primius Aliyas Ha'ilamis, Ma'alim Ba'Kodesh Ve'in Maridin, where Shabbos begins, in the beginning, is very, very far from where it ends up. And maybe we'll speak out a little bit of those Lashonos later, when we speak about where we get to in this man of Minchan Shabbos. But again, Minchan Shabbos and Shalosh Shidduchim is really one Zman, as we spoke about before, that the Tfilos and the Sudas go hand in hand. One is Mitzad Ruchnias, one is Mitzad Gashmias, and we have reached a very important part of the Seder and Shabbos, and really the entire week. We were speaking last about the Inyan of Mincha, that usually it's a Zman of Din, but on Shabbos Kodesh, there's a Hamtakas HaDinim, there's a sweetening of those judgments. And we pointed out that we would look at Rebunim, and that's what we have in the beginning here in the top right corner, B'Shem Rebunim from Shischa. Hatam Lamak Shekarin Lezman Mincha Shal Shabbos Raiva D'Ravin. This tkufa called Raiva D'Ravin is really not just a Shalosh Shuddis Zman, it's really the Mincha. Mincha is the beginning of that. Ki Noida Asher Zman Mincha Hu Zimna D'Dina. Mincha is usually a Zman of Din. V'Isa V'Kisvi Arizal, and the Ari says, Ki Din Hamnintak B'Nefach L'Rachamim. When Din has a Hamtaka and becomes rachamim, who rachamim yoyis merachamim meikara. It's a greater rachamim than what had been pashtas rachamim without a hamtaka. V'lasher ki shavas mamtik, Shabbos mamtik hadin shal zman mincha, since Shabbos has the koyach to sweeten the judgments of mincha, so therefore it's nepach to a rachamim, but not just a regular rachamim, a higher level of rachamim, like we say, mechayim meisim, berachamim rabim. There's different levels of rachamim. And that's the rachamim rabim which takes place, and that's called Raiva D'Raivin. And the Chiddushim pointed out, and it was Nogia last week, Me'ata Shabbos Chazoin, who kula Raiva D'Raivin. So you can imagine how big Shabbos Chazoin is. Bizman Mincha Shalai, who Raiva D'Raiva D'Raivin. Right? Because since the Inyan of Chazoin, the whole Shabbos is an Inyan of Raivin. So that means to say that the Mincha and Shabbos would be Raiva D'Raivin D'Raivin. A little bit more about the Kedusha of this man. Take a look at Sidur Rosh Shabbos, which is the Be'er Mayim Chaim. Ve'ein l'machshava tfisa klal b'or ha'kedusha sh'neir ata be'iz chazai. So he's talking about Minchan Shabbos, and he says, we can't fathom at all the type of kedusha, the or, which is nisgala right now, me'is melech ha'kavad ba'atzmo, b'hu nichtor u'm'utor b'kisvei malchus ha'noreim v'niflaim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being crowned with an unbelievable malchus right now. In Kabbalah, he's referring to the Sphere of Kesar, which is nisgala. She'einen mizgalan kim be'iz hazos, which is only revealed now. And that's why we're mekatzer and mincha. We can only say what we need to say. One of the things that really, you know, sends us for a loop is that Minchan Shabbos seems to be much more relaxed than Shabbos and Musaf. The reason why, says Sidur Rosh Shabbos, is because it's a zman of such a pachad that we only say what's necessary. It's not because we're chilling out Minchan Shabbos and we're being... It's the opposite of that. There's a higher level, and when you come to a higher level, you mitzamtzim more in expression. Take a look at the next paragraph. V'zois b'dibur mu'atim. And just a few words. Me'ute ha'kamos b'rabbi eichas. But look how powerful these words are in a very short Mincha Shmon essay. Ata echad v'shimcha echad. You know what it means to say those words? We can't say those words during the week. We can't say those words even on Erev Shabbos or Shabbos morning. It's only at this time called Raba D'Ravin that we can say these words without any concern, without getting into the Pnimius HaInyan. There's a Hizgalus of Rachamim, and that allows us to be so explicit. Ata Echad, Shimcha Echad, Hayadua L'Maviv Neimada, what that means, but Tekefanu Shavim Derech Hatzav Hashem, but then we go back, and we start to speak about things which are lower than that. We say, Mika'am Chayisom, we're Messiah, V'amenuchasam Yakdishu Es Shemecha, Ki Ein Lanu Koyach Ki Im L'Kadu Shemahus HaKadusha Lael Meitanu. What this Kedusha is really beyond what we're really able to comprehend. Now, as we had mentioned, the beginning of this Zman is Vanis Filasi L'Chasham Yitzratzon, that we're Makdish this Zman as an Yitzratzon, and as the Ari says, that's the Zman that the Tzaddik puts on his talis, entering into that zone. And here, from Yehafen the B'nai Yisoscha, we're going to quote him a couple times now, three times, if we see each one of them. He has very beautiful understandings of what this means, Vanis Filasi L'Chasham Yitzratzon, and with which, using that pasuk, we usher in the Zman of Raiva D'Raivin. He says, Yesh malachim mizumanim lekabel tefilas lehalis l'mala l'mala. Kadosh Baruch Hu points malachim to bring up our tefilas. Hinei oisim ha-malachim hemo mispoinim b'chol tefila. The malachim, they discern through each of our tefilas imru l'iskabel, if they should go up. I mean, they're only going to be makrev ha-korban, our tefilas, which are ro'i to be nisale. Ma she'enki v'shase eis ratzon. The exception is eis ratzon, whenever there's an eis ratzon, particularly by Ravid the Ravin. Hinei tefilasi l'cha Hashem. My tefila is for you, Hashem. Ve'en ani tzarech l'siyu ha-malachim. And our tefilas do not need malachim to bring them up. Ki elakim b'rav chastech anyin, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu himself answers. See, we're not so familiar with the process of Kabbalah's tefilas, but usually a tefila, the Av and the Yira, says the Zayar, of the tefilas are like the wings which allow the tefilas to ascend, and the malachim bring them up. But there's something which is called the Kadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzmos mekabbalah tefilas. And that's why it says that Neisosla so beautifully touches the pasuk. When I daven on the Yisratzan, Elokim b'rav chastech anini. You answer me, and it doesn't need to go under the scrutiny of the malachim, who are being very careful to only bring up that which is befitting for the malach. So there's a special close which takes place, that there's no intermediaries. Again, the Bnei Yitzhakar teaching beautifully. Yadua, that a person who's mispalo for himself, it's not batuach that'll be niskavel, and this is part of the process which undergoes that scrutiny. Masha inkin ha-mispalo tzarekavel, when a person davens for Hashem Yisbarach, but tzarek ha-shechina, that even if a person is shari betzar, and the shechina, he wails about such a person, when a person davens for himself, it's not guaranteed that it'll be niskavel. When he has in mind, through his own pain, to daven for the pain of the shechina, it's batuach shetiskavel. Ma she'enk mizman eisratzon. Once again, the Bnei Yitzhakar says the exception of that is time of in eisratzon, that the tefillin is niskavel even if a person davens for himself. And that's pshat which we say v'ani sefilasi. When I daven for myself, beisratzon elokim b'vchasach anini. You'll answer it anyways. And again, if you go to the top, in the middle column, we'll get back to the Zera Kodesh in a second, where the Bnei Yitzhakar once again explains that the Nisim are accomplished through the Shem Havaya, whereas Teva is through the Shem Elokim. And as we know, Elokim is Gematria Teva. So he writes in the middle paragraph that we're not allowed to be mispalo for Nisim. Like the Gemara says in Shabbos Daf and Gimel, Kama Guru Adam Zeh, Shenishtanelo Sidri Bereshis, that we're not mevakesh for a Sidr in the Teva, Shinu in the Seder HaTeva. So it says Bnei Yitzhakar that Dafka when it's not an Eisrael, but when it's an Eisrael, it's mutter to be mispalo even for Nisim Gedolim. So that's why he says, "Va'ani svilasi l'cha havaya." This is the time that my tefillah goes to havaya, that you could be poyal nisim shelo kederech hateva. So we see amazing things from the Bnei Yitzhakar, just three vartlach, explaining why in Yisrael and arrive at the Ravim is different. But let's get to the shayrish. We know that it's the climax of Shabbos, and Shabbos is aliyas haratzayin. It's aliyas ha'ilamis. But there's a very important zera kodesh, which is also quoted by Bnei Yitzhakar, in the name of Rabbi Nachman Melech Rimmon of Zchus Yagin Aleinu. As you see on the bottom right corner, the Zera Kodesh in Parshas Chukas, quoting him as saying, "Masha'onu Amir v'Shabbos b'Mincha v'Nisvelsi d'Chashem Yisratzayin," and it's called Rav deRavin. The reason why, says Menachem Mendel, is because that's this man that it was Oyle b'Machshava l'Fan libaros, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu had intent to create the world, because the Tchilas Habriya was when on Yom Rishon v'Hiyah v'Yibaku Yom Echad. That means that the Ratzon for that creation must have preceded the Yom Rishon. Which therefore means that although we're only familiar with the Shabbos which is mentioned in the Torah, there was a Shabbos which preceded the Yom Rishon. And that's when it was Oyle b'machshava for Kadosh Baruch Hu to create the world in order to do good for his creations. So it says, the Rav Shetzer v'lachim b'ol Shabbos b'mincha, that for every Shabbos mincha time, there's a hisayrus of the original Ratzon that Kadosh Baruch Hu had to create the world. And that Ratzon is why we say, v'anis v'yasi l'cha Hashem eis Ratzon, because you had a Ratzon at this time to create the world. By the way, this is the reason why the Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us that we speak about it in the Gemara, Ilmali Shamar Yisrael Shtei Shabbosos. Es Shabsoisai. What's the meaning of Shtei Shabbosos? Because really, in Torah, there are two Shabboses. There's the one which is Behizkalis, which is the seventh day of creation, and then there's the one which preceded day one, which is the Shabbos HaNe'elam. But they're really Makusher Zebizet. So at this time of an Eis Ratzon, the Kadosh Baruch Hu had Ratzon to create the world, so being that it's the Ratzon, the Tchilas HaRatzon, we call it an Eis Ratzon. And it's a very beautiful, primus way of understanding why it is that the Zman is so significant, because the Tzura for the coming week is being decided now, as we'll see a little bit later. The Sfasemis also has some very beautiful things to say about the Eis Ratzon B'derech HaVayda. He says in the middle of the page, Whenever we talk about an Yisratzayin, or Shal the Shuddis on Shabbos, he adds, Hagam Kesh Yam Yisbarach Lo Shaykh Zman. So what are we saying? It's an Yisratzayin. What's Shaykh Zman by Kodesh Baruch Hu? Al Karcha Chapirishu Yisratzayin Ba'adam. Mitzad Adam is an Yisratzayin. Shayucha Lekarev Atzu Ledavik Ba'Kodesh Baruch Hu Baratzayin Emes V'Pnim Yisalev. It's called an Yisratzayin that we have the opportunity to form and to shape our hearts accordingly. Kodesh Baruch Hu is Moli Ratzayin. Hashem always wants. Of a person who really wants, and he's called Zoiche, he can come close, cause Kikmayim Panim Alpanim. If we have strong intentions in Ratzon Kadosh Baruch Hu, will certainly provide for us. According to how much Rachamim we're Ma'ira on ourselves, that we have Rachmanas on ourselves, that we have so much to accomplish, and we're so great inside, yet we're so limited in what we're doing. According to the His Iris, which we're able to ma'or racham in ourselves, will be zeichet to racham Hashemah. This is a very important point, b'derech avoida, that it's a time, like we said, that things are being formed, things are coming into creating a tzura, and a person is like a goylam, and can make himself for the coming week into something better. So it's a zman of tshuva, as we'll see, Mitzvah Hashem, that when we have a ratzon, those ratzonos are very powerful. Again, the Sfasema says, the Minchan Shabbos is an Yisratzon, as we say, the Beirayim v'derayim v'lezafen. That's a different nusach than what we have. But some nuschos say, the Beirayim v'derayim v'lezafen. The Bechol Ish Yisrael, he has a Ratzon for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'mishe'in lo Ratzon karoi, yesh lo Ratzon lo v'lo Ratzon emes. Even a person whose Ratzon is shvach, he has a Ratzon pnimi than that Ratzon, which really wants to come close to Hashem. That he's right to be Israel, even though sometimes we're not fit for it. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants, even though he may not want on the outside. That's called Rav Deravin, or that's what's miskabel now. That the deep ratzon with each and every Jew has, which is his premium ratzon, that's called Rav Deravin. The ratzon which is even deeper than the ratzon which I know. That is niskale at this time. It's a zman of gili ha-premius b'yoyser. Now, what does this translate into? B'derech Avoida, the Hainu, the Tzura of the Suda. We're seeing that this is an Eis Ratzon. Now what? So says the Baal Shem Tov, according to Mishmar Hashem, and others from bring it as well, but this was just a nice short one I can put on the page. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh and his Talmidim, and Talmidim HaKadoshim, they were all Mazher Ma'oid, that Shalashudas should be a Kavua Suda Ba'asifas Am. A gathering of Yidden together. It's not a Suda to be eaten with family. It's a Suda to be eaten with Chaveirim together. Take a look at the next one, Rosh Hashanah Atar. In these Medinas, we are noyheg to sit together b'mesibas mereyim. Lashir, this is the Kamarna, by the way. Lashir shiras v'sishbrachos HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'ashrei chelkam b'zeh. Ki zeh inyan gadol v'noyra v'toyiva l'nefesh bal Yeshua. We have no understanding of how great this is to come together for Shal HaShadis. V'da'achi l'fimiyat ha'yeshe, but know who it is you sit in front of Shal HaShadis. V'eiz azman hu achshav ha'shamayim. What going on in Himmel right now? V'chasav esfar makdoishim sidur Rosh Hashabes, and it says in sidur Rosh Hashabes, the Be'er Mayim Chaim, shemachmas, as we quoted before, that because of the great Kedusha HaNoirah at this time, they were not misakim zmiros, any singing in the Tfilas Mincha. Why is there no singing? We should sing Kedusha. We should sing. No singing. There's no luchun ramanana. There's no nishmas. Why? Not because it's lesser. There's a noira on the tehillah. It says a pachad. To sit at the suda or even to daven mincha and not to have the proper kovid roish. It's much more than Friday night and Shabbos day. But again, without premius. And so I grew up thinking that, you know, Mincha Shabbos is a time where Shabbos is almost out, you know? And like, the ties come off, you come into shul, like, you shmooze, you know, and if you go down to Shal Shudas, great, if not, so you chap a good shmooze. That's mamash lehepach legamre. As we'll see in the back, how Chalila b'chas to be Mechal Shabbos in that way. Top left corner, the Shem Mishmur writes, what this means, as Shabbos is about to go out, so as we're about to embark into the coming week, to be makasher ourselves to Shabbos Kodesh at this time, chazak ahava, a deeper hezkasher in ahava, to be ma'oyver in ahava v'ratzen lemala, v'yeser se'es, that's called raiva deraivin, an attachment to Shabbos Kodesh, which is even deeper, so that we can bring the kedush of Shabbos with us into the week. The Rebbe Pinchas ben Korsia said, in the name of Shmuel of Rochheimer, I'm pronouncing that correctly, Shabbos Zuta Shlishis by Shal Shudas time, Nigzar Ich Yisnahagu Im Ha'adam Kol HaShavua. It's a time that will be determined what the week is going to look like. There's some of the times say about this, if not now, then when? And that's the lesson that the Mishnah Berurah uses by Ne'ilah. And as we'll see in the back, this Ne'ilah was every week by some tzaddikim. B'shalish Kodesh, B'shabes Kodesh, B'shalish Shudis, the Chakal Yitzchak from Spinka, Yordin Kol Hashpoz Toivas. This is where everything comes down. And he's very specific about it. Leil Shabbos Kodesh, which is Sudas Yitzchak, that's where we're zeichet to the Bracha of Banim. Shabbos Kodesh did the day Suda, which is Avram, is Chaye. Shalish Shudis is Parnasa connected Yaakov. We know the Gemara tells us, Bane Chaye Mizaynei. These are things which are not totally in Schus, they're totally in Mazel. And of course, what that means, mazel, is very deep. But that mazel is what now. That mazel is Shalosh Shudis time. That we can't touch Bnei Chaim Mizani throughout the whole week, but we can touch it by Shalosh Shudis. Especially Shalosh Shudis time. As we know, the reason why it's called Shalosh Shudis, the Kanmoinim say, is because it's koidel all three Sudas. Because Yaakov is the Bechir Sheva Avos. And the fact that we eat Shalosh Shudis, even though we may be full, bears aid us that even the earlier Sudas which we ate were also the Shem Shammai. So although we can spread out Bnei Chaim Mizani to all three Sudas, Shalosh Shudis really contains the bracha of all of them, which is why we say Mizmor LeDavid three times. And if you, I could be wrong, but I think Mizmor LeDavid is Gematria Ber Bnei Chaim Mizani. You'll have to let me know if that's true. Remember. Next, my makom, Lachain Nikra Seuda de Zer Anpin. This is called the Seuda of the small face, which is a part of called the Zer Anpin. Not that translating to small face does anything, it's called Zer Anpin. The reason why it's called Ze'er, the small one, is because it says time for shiflus. And Shath Shalosh Shudis Bechas Karzer is a time for a person mispal for shiflus. Very, very deep. Not the time to go into how deep that is. Why it's a smant to daven for shiflus. But it's something to have in mind. The next time I'm going from a Mendel Rimanover, that the Zayar is maflig ba'aynish mandagar chal mitsuda sa. If a person misses one suda, the Zayar says that Reb Shimon said about himself that before he passed away, he gave himself a shvach that he never missed a suda on Shabbos. Im Kain, he says, madu b'shtei sudas rishon, shekinegav mitzvah, misakim basav chomatam, misuda shishish, shekinegav yag b'chshavos, day b'chazayas pas. How come we eat so much Friday night and Shabbos day when it comes Shal Shudas time, so we're scraping at the bottom of the barrel? A little bit of chal, a little bit of egg, a little bit of hummus, like, bring out the goods. Why are we sitting like that? So says the Rimmon of Rav Omar, the came into us who aid and Rav the Rav and sits as this man which is so high, who has much kibyachom misyachem knesset so Hashem's oneness is with us. Like we say, ata echa v'shim mechad mikemcha yisugayacha ba'aretz. Al kimirev ahav avirazim, because we're awakening in such deep feelings in ruchnias, anusmeichem v'chalkeinu v'davikadayis pas v'chilim atas. Who can eat? Who wants to eat at a time like that? We know it's nachum by the tzaddikim as well. To sit in the dark, as Shalosh Shudis time, and there's different reasons which are brought for that. We're only going to mention it in passing right now. Reb Hirsch Rimanover was very makbid. Shalayihi Meir Besuda Shishas Afilu Ner Neshama. Even a yahrzeit candle couldn't be lit. It had to be pitch black by many of the tzaddikim. V'meir Ner Neshama, and if there would be a light in the room where they ate, which is a yahrzeit candle, Hayim Echake Adazman Shal Maitzei Shabbos B'tzias Ner Neshama. He would wait until it would go out. We'll see a little bit about why it's dark. We'll see more pashut reasons on the back, but in and more penimius reasons, it's because it's the time that neshamas from the Elyonim come down. And they won't come down if they can be seen in the daytime. They only come down if it's nighttime. If it's Bechinas Choshech, that they'll be present. Tzadikim had Inyonim to be Mesak and neshamas then, like we see that the entire Shabbat. Only when it was pitch black, he had a certain job to do with Hirsch, and even those neshamas were waiting. It was worth it to be Matriach the Chevra, not that it was a Tircha for Shabbos to go later, but it was worth it to start Shalosh Shudis later so that Yidden can have certain tikkunim, which can only be done in the pitch black. Rav Penachem Alexander, he spoke and he said that the Yid HaKadosh had said that the Shalosh Shudis is a zman of tshuva l'rabim. That's a zman of tshuva. And Rav Bunam was mashpia such a hislavos at his Shalosh Shudis. Every single Shalosh Shudis was like a Yom Kippur by Rav Bunam. And in Pnimius, it's very precise because like we said, we'll talk about it just a little bit, that what happens is that Shabbos and Yontivs are not the same, and no Yontiv is the same. And when it comes to the Aliyas HaOlamos and reaching certain spheres, certain worlds, certain places, so each day of Yontiv is different, and Shabbos is different than them. And there he has a whole drosha on that. Shabbos reaches a zman, which, like we said, is called Arech Anpin, called the sphere of the parts of Arach Hanpin. That's where Shabbos reaches. Yontif does not reach Arach Hanpin, with the exception of Shavuos. Shavuos night, Shavuos morning actually has the highest aliyah of the entire year. But Shabbos has the schos that every single Shabbos we're guaranteed to reach this place called Arach Hanpin. And equal to that is also Ne'ilah by Yom Kippur. So really, Al Pi Kabbalah, it's exact. That what takes place, and that means a very big hiskalos of rachamim takes place, that really, it's not because Rabbi Dravin is so frequent that we should be mezazel in it. It's a zchus that something which is so powerful can take place so consistently, something which we're not really used to. We'll continue a little bit about the Zmiris and the Divrei Torah in the next year in Mitzvah Shem. Let's just conclude with some stories in the back. The Baal Shem Tov was once visiting a village with his minion, and when it came Shal Shudis time, there was a gathering of the villagers together who they sat and they also were together in singing Zmiras, Shir Tishbech, V'Shal HaShodes. The Baal Shem Tov saw that it was very mekobel in Shemayim what they were doing. And he spoke to them after the Suda and he asked them, you know, why they go all out in Shal HaShodes and they make sure that there's a chever there. So this villager answered the Baal Shem, I had heard that the people say that it would be a schus if a person's neshama goes out in front of 10 people. It's considered to be a heilige inyan. B'shas yitzias neshama, there should be a minyan there. And I also heard, said the villager, that a person is zayichet to a neshama yaseira on Shabbos. So I thought to myself that since the neshama yaseira goes out on Shabbos, at the end of Shabbos, and that's called a mini misa, that it should be in the presence of 10 people. And the Baal Shem Tov had a big hanah from that answer that the villager told him. The Chayzer from Lublin once, Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Tetzaveh, he said, "Mevilin epis zogin abe molest linzenisht." I have something to say, but I can't say it. And he said it again, Shabbos morning. I have something to say, and I can't say it. But it came Shal Shud this time. He said, "Now they give me rishus to say what I want to say." And he darshin the pasuk ve'asisa mishpitzay zahav. He says, "Mishpitzay means in aroynis. It's a closet." And he said like this, "Ve'asisa mishpitzay zahav. You should make closets. Ribbono shel olam, make closets for your children of zahav." You know, the Chayzer from Lublin held, unlike other tzaddikim, that we should be mashpia shiris of Bnei Israel. Other tzaddikim felt, no, they should be mashpia anius, because like the Gemara says, that anius is good for Klai Yisrael, because it's mashvelas. But the Chayzer from Lublin felt that you have to be mashpia shiris. And he darshan like that, v'asisa mishpasoysav, make closets and closets for the coming week of Yidden, that they should have parnasa. He saw that he could be mamshech, big yeshuas, that they did just darshan, psukin, you know, tamazoy, like a nice word. He could have said much nicer titles than that, Chayzer. But he said what he needed to be mamshach d'inyanim that he wanted to bring down. So he said he couldn't say it Friday night, couldn't say it Shabbos day. But when Kim Shalosh Shudis, there was the menias were gone, and there was an Eis Ratzon, and through that Eis Ratzon, he was able to darshan that to bring Shafar for Kol Yisrael. The Chiddush Arim, the first time he came to Rabbanah from Peshitzcha, was by Shalosh Shudis time, and he was margish that it was like Shas Ne'ilah. And it was mitoch, and it was always like that. Bechias and Dmos and Charata, Bepnimias Alev. But Penach Alexander, who was from the Gdoili Talmid of Rabbanah, he would go to the Shal HaShudis, and even though he was bigger in years, he was older than Chiddush Arim, he was one of the youngest Talmidim of Rabbanim, he would always let Rabbanim sit closer or to go first. I'm not sure exactly what that means, to go Koidim. And he said that as we sat together at the Shal HaShudis, I would put my hand on his eyes. It was a dark room. I would put my hand on his eyes, and when I would take off my hand, it was soaking in his tears. Soaking in his tears. This was how great, this was the Shal HaShudis, how the Ger Rebbe was inspired by Shal HaShudis. That was every Shal HaShudis by Rabbanim. Like we said, he was mamshech and avira of ne'ilah by Shal HaShudis, because it could be. It can mamish be. In the top left corner, the Satmar Rebbe, somebody once came and says to the Rebbe that I have terrible dreams. Constantly have terrible dreams. So the Rebbe asked, "Do you eat Shal HaShudis? Eat Shal HaShudis?" And he answered, "No, I don't have an appetite because I eat the first two meals." So he says, if you're mekabel to keep Shal HaShudis, then Hashem will take away your bad dreams. And everybody was talking about that, because what's the connection between Shal HaShudis and dreams? So to show the bekiyas noira of the Satmar Rebbe, or Moshe Kliris, from Tiberia said, he pointed to a Zayar Kaddish, which says, Reb Shimon testified about himself, Min Yomai, there was never a day which went by that I wasn't mevatel Shal HaShudis, because of that, I don't have to make tainus on Shabbos, tainus chalai. I mean, it's a well known mimer from, it's from the Idra, from Reb Shimon, but this connection to the tainus chalai, and so too it's brought down in Magen Mesharim, that a he who keeps all Shal HaShudis, all the Sudas of Shabbos, won't come to any chalai Mesraim, and that was the what the Samarav had told him. The reason also why we put out the lights, once in Belz by Bishula, by the Shalash Shudas time, he asked Rabbi Sachadoiv, his father, who was, no, that was his son, Shayadayin Ilim Tzayer, who was still very young. Oh, he asked his son, it looks like. Lama Yoshim Mechoshach B'Shalash Shudas, why do we sit in the dark? Because Shalash Shudas is connected to three Avos, and the third one is connected to Yaakov Avinu, and we should sit in the dark, in the light, not in the dark. So, actually, it sounds like, it sounds like he asked his son. So he answered, Hihanai Senes, that since it's the Mucha Sheba Avos, it's a Zman which is Mesugal for Tshuva, and when a Yid does Tshuva, he cries, and it's better that he should sit in the dark and cry than have to sit in the open lit room, everybody to see what's going on. Tshuva should be done privately, it should be done in a concealed way, so you can cry as much as you want when you're sitting in a dark room. On the bottom, we'll just conclude with this, in the bottom right corner, that once by the Shin of Rav Shalash Shudas time, he saw that there were some people who were sitting at the table and they were talking while they were singing Zmiras. And he was Goyer Abraham. He shouted at them and he said, how could you talk when everybody else is singing? Well, it's a time that everybody should be singing together, but for people to be sitting at the Shalash Shudas table and to be schmoozing while everybody else, right? It's, you know, go talk outside. You know, don't sit here, and it's a certain sensitivity just to the people who are there. But given the Kedushas HaZman, person understands what's going on. He can hardly utter a word which is not Kedusha at Shalash Shudas. We don't even daven mincha long because we can hardly say anything. The Noira Tehila is to sit and to shmuz at a Shalash Shudas. A person in Mamish, it's rachok legame from what the whole Indian is. And Rav Hirsch from Rimanov once said about himself, Chab, in mein leben nish gatsheft kain yid. I never once scolded a Jew. Rak pamaches reisi besu the shlishis, once by Shalash Shudas, but there were two people who were talking in the middle of the Suda. And I said to them, "We can men yetz redden, right? How could you talk right now? How could you talk right now?" And he said about that, "The ainli charata alzeh." I had no charata on the fact that I said to them, "How could you talk right now?" And he's never reprimanded a Jew, and he did once. I don't have charata for telling them, "How could you open up your mouth at a time like this to just stam bishmuz?" To be honest, it wouldn't be such a big avla, but if we understand what it means that we've worked the whole week to come to Raiva the Raivin, and what it means, Arachanpin, and the brachas, and the potential, what it means, Kedusha and Tshuva, and everything, the Zman of Ratzon, Raiva the Raivin. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us to mechazik in this Indian and to realize the potential and to be zeichet to all the rachamim, toivim, the chasadim, gemurim, shibizeichet, idam, 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 shibizeichet, idam,